is time now for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill. Each week, we take a look at what is happening just across the county line and catch up with our neighbors in Chatham County. Lots to catch up on today as we welcome back to the segment and on the phone, Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. Karen, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
My pleasure. It's great to be back, and I'm doing really well. Thank you.
We have had a lot happen since you and I have last checked in, just because of scheduling. We haven't been able to talk for a little bit, and I came into today thinking that we would catch up a good bit about the Board of Commissioners meeting last night, but as we were emailing back and forth getting ready for the segment, you told me that you actually were not at the meeting because you had some pretty important work going on. You are now part of a cohort at the Hunt Institute, which is a local nonprofit in the Triangle region involved in education policy, I think. So congratulations, yeah. First off, and can you share a little bit more about what the Hunt Institute is and what you're doing with them?
Absolutely. So first of all, let me say thank you for the congratulations, but also it is such a privilege. I feel so privileged to be able to sit in the room with those thought masters and policymakers and powers that be in the educational space and learn from them. But the goal of this cohort is focused on higher education and looking at ways to develop policy and specific strategies for the community around increasing post-secondary attainment. And I will tell you that the Hunt Institute is already doing wonderful things, but the level of professionalism and the thoughtfulness that is going into preparing us and to laying the groundwork for what we will do over the next year is just extraordinary. And I will say the thing that rose to the top for me over the past 2 days that we spent together was that in North Carolina, we absolutely have the right people in the right places doing the right things. And it's simply going to be a matter of us pulling together and working collaboratively and building some coalitions that will ensure that more of our students and more of our adult learners have access to a quality education in a way that supports them in whatever space they find themselves at, whatever particular stage in life they decide that they would like to pursue post-secondary education. We had our HBCUs, we had Meredith College, we had our community colleges, our public and private institutions all represented, our superintendents from various districts across the state. And it was just so wonderful to hear the thoughtful, creative, compassionate, intelligent solutions that communities are coming up with and the intent to which everyone is focused on looking at the data and using it to enhance the products that we offer, the way that we offer them, the ways that we get information to the community so that people know what's being offered, and how we adapt for a changing landscape, right? So COVID has woken us all up to a new reality. And how we go forward will be determinant for a lot of families in North Carolina about whether people will succeed or not. And so I feel so privileged to be able to be part of this work and to bring all of this, not just to Chatham, but to the entire region that we are working with and to North Carolina in general.
Yeah, it sounds like some really incredible and really exciting work. I'm curious. So you met for the first time with this group over the last couple
yesterday.
Of days. What does what does the future work entail? Is it chiefly kind of conferences, meeting every now and then? What are you expecting down the road?
So the schedule is that we will meet every about 2.5 months, it looks like our schedule is. And our next set of meetings will be in Tennessee with a group called SCORE that is doing some work they're further ahead in the process than we are in North Carolina and doing some work that specifically targets some of the demographics that are not meeting their academic potential. And so we're going to spend 2 days with them working through the collaboratives that they've built, the systems that they have taken advantage of, and some of the strategies that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. And we know that there are communities doing some incredible things out there for various components of our communities, school communities. And so the goal is that we set some intentions, right? You know, what are the values that we would like to see lifted up in this conversation, and what are some of the concerns that we would like to specifically address around post-secondary education and the attainment gap and some of the other challenges that we have found statewide for learners across the age spectrum. And we're going to put all of those together, and the Institute will share out what, you know, kind of where the high notes from the all of us. And then we will work on developing some policy. You know, we have senators in the group. We have people with the potential and the power to really bring these thoughts to our General Assembly and get these things codified or get them in funded, get them to be part of the budget, and make sure that we're not just talking in vacuums and we're not just operating in our silos, that we really are doing something that across the state makes a difference. And my thought today was, that I shared with the group, is that we know that people will fall through the cracks. And what we want to have in North Carolina is a series of nets, that when someone falls through, there's another net that catches them. And when someone else falls through somewhere else, there's a net that catches them. And you can have multiple places where you fall through, and there's always a net to catch you and give you an opportunity to right yourself and make an improvement in your life and possibly the entire trajectory of a family.
We're speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard about her work that is just getting started with the Hunt Institute, which is a nonprofit based around education policy, improving education. And it sounds like it is going to be a really great experience, Karen, and yeah, really looking forward to continuing to learn more about what you learned from that group. And of course, looking forward you bringing that perspective back to the Chatham County government during meetings and everything that happens on the local government level. I do want to turn now to yesterday's meeting. I know that you were absent, but it did look like there was a full agenda, and it sounds like you've also been briefed a little bit. What were some of the highlights that the commissioners discussed last night?
You know, so we did have a couple of public hearings, you know, as you know, and you in Orange County are dealing with the same things, a lot of growth pressures. And those seem to have gone forward fairly smoothly. We did also have an update from our Economic Development Corporation on the loan fund that was set up during COVID. We've had 30 applicants. The application is now closed, and they will go through and process those applications. And hopefully that means that at least 30 businesses and organizations in Chatham County can benefit from that fund, which is, you know, it's easy to think of those businesses. Those are actually people, right? Those are our people. Those are employers. Those are our families that are going to potentially be able to continue in business because of the support of our EDC. And we are going to be celebrating coming towards the end of our 250th anniversary celebrations. There will be fireworks on November 13th in Schuyler City as a culmination to that. But I do want to remind people that there's still an opportunity to submit things for our time capsule, things that sort of capture 2021. And to get those into the time capsule so that future Chathamites can have a sense of what life in Chatham was like in 2021. I'm certain there were multiple other things, and I did get briefed by Commissioner Hale. But right now I am drawing a blank as to what those other things might be.
Well, it was a full agenda, and what you rattled off were certainly some of the things that stood out to me. And the good news is, if people want to check out more, Chatham County NC.gov is the county government website that has the agenda and the video from yesterday's meeting and much more. It is kind of surprising that Chatham 250 feels like it's already coming to an end, but I know that we've had so many events that has happened in the group over the last year. Maybe it's just the fact that 2021 seems to be going by so quickly.
It does. It really does. I think that as we get older, these years fly by faster, but the 250th anniversary really does seem to have happened very quickly. I do want to just quickly remind people that early voting is underway, and there's municipal elections going on. I think there's at least one early voting site open in Chatham. And I just want to remind everybody of the importance of letting your vote be your voice. And I want to give one quick shout out to Mosaic at Chatham Park. Last week, they Tommy Edwards tribute was, it was beautiful, it was well attended, and it was a fitting acknowledgement of the contributions of such a wonderful musician and artist to our community. And his wife was there and was able to be a part of that celebration, and I was happy to be able to be there with my family and friends as well.
Yes, again, that is the concert stage at the Mosaic Shopping Center development in the Chatham Park neighborhood as they dedicated their concert stage to Tommy Edwards. I'm glad that you mentioned that. That was an event that we had marked to keep an eye on, and I'm glad that that went well. It seems like, I mean, no surprise that Chatham Park is going to continue to be in the news for, you know, the foreseeable future when it comes to Pittsburgh, but also relatively big news for that community in terms of the town of Pittsburgh coming to a development agreement with Chatham Park for the next 25 years at their recent town board meeting. Not sure how much you're up on this, but you know, I know that is within your district, Karen. So, you know, it just continues to show how Chatham Park, we're getting closer and closer to that big project becoming truly a reality.
Absolutely. And it also is a reminder that, you know, this project, if you have a project of this length and this size, that it will morph and there will be changes and many opportunities for the town to lean in and have a voice that is good for Chatham Park, but also really good for the town of Pittsburgh, that keeps it vibrant and energetic and well supported economically and socially. So that, you know, we don't lose sight of who we were, but we embrace who we are becoming.
Once again, we're speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard, and we've got a few moments left. Is there anything else happening around the Chatham County community that you want to take a moment to highlight that is coming up in the next little bit?
Yes, I would love to just remind people that this coming Saturday, Web Squared, a local new nonprofit that is operating out of the plant in Pittsburgh, will be having their launch and fundraising gala. And it is an organization focused on entrepreneurship for black-owned businesses. And it's such an important thing in Chatham County. We've gone from, in the early 1920s, being a community where black entrepreneurship was a thing, it was thriving, to 2021, where there are so few black people participating in the business world and in entrepreneurship. And it really could be a potential space for growth and development that raises families out of poverty and changes the trajectory for so many of our minority residents here in Chatham. So I would encourage people to come sign up for, join us on Saturday and come out and hear about the good work that's being done right here in Chatham.
Well, again, be sure to check them out, check out their website for more details on that. And if you want more details on what we have been talking about today when it comes to the county government, ChathamCountyNC.gov is the website to go to there. Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard, as always, thanks so much for the time, and we'll be talking with you again quite soon.
Sounds good. Thanks again. Bye-bye.